Magic,
and the world of illusion.
Magic TV
and Craig Petty proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
Welcome back to Magic TV. My name's Craig, and I am speaking to the movers and shakers, the producers, the dealers, the creators that are going to be at the Blackpool Magic Convention 2024. It is just around the corner, and it is, let's be honest, Christmas for magicians. And I have here with me today somebody who in the last year is literally everywhere. You see his products being performed by everyone. He's set up his own magic shop. He's going to be exhibiting with his own production company at Blackpool. I think he's written his 700th book in the last 4 years that's just come out as well. Chris Congreve, the man, the myth, the legend, who is absolutely killing it in the magic community right now. Chris, you're everywhere.
Am I? Sorry. Yeah, sorry about that, everyone.
I was having a conversation with somebody the other day. I was with a bunch of magicians, and all anyone could say was, yeah, but have you seen the cloak? Yeah, but have you seen the cloak? Have you seen this? Have you seen that? Have you seen the other? And it's just like your name was just getting brought up over and over again. And it's amazing because a year ago, obviously, you've always been very prolific. You've always been a creator, and for a while, you've been publishing books and everything. But a lot of the time, a lot of your stuff came out through other production companies. But now you've got Stellar Magic, and everything's coming out through Stellar Magic. You're producing your own items. And you're doing incredible, man. Honestly, you really are.
Oh, thanks, mate. It's I started Stellar Magic probably, when was it? It was about August, September. Yeah, about August time last year. So it's very new. And it's done well for me so far. So I'm trying to build things up, and I'm, you know, and the other thing as well is like, I kind of had things that were in the pipeline to come out with other companies already. So there's stuff. So that's probably why it feels like everything's all coming at once, but it's been there for a little while. So like Canopolis just come out with Alakazam. And then, like you said, Cloak's done really well for me. And I've got a few other bits and pieces that are coming out at Blackpool and stuff. So it's just the timing of it all, really. So it's not like I'm bombarding everybody all at once. It's just the way things have sort of happened naturally, you know?
Yeah, not at all. But I mean, you are. I mean, I think one of the reasons that people gravitate to you and the people like rave about your material is because it ain't pipe dreams, Chris. It's stuff that people can actually do. You're not going to have to stand on one leg with the audience just in the right position and have to learn how to do 437 perfect Pharaoh shuffles in a row. It's nothing like that. It's stuff that's designed to be worked, you know, stuff that's designed for workers.
It's stuff that's designed for people to show other people, isn't it? Rather than, because I've never done like a Zoom show, and I don't do like fancy, videos. But I mean, don't get me wrong, they look great. And I was doing some reviews for a magazine recently, and I sort of, there was this one thing, and I won't name the trick now, but it was designed just for YouTube and for this situation that we're in now, you know. So basically, they did something that would only work from one angle, and I've never done that. So obviously, I don't create for that environment. You know, I go out, as you do, and go out and perform in front of real people. And then the thing is as well, you know, I'd like to think that everything I put out, even if you're not a professional magician and you don't earn money, most people get into magic because they want to show they want to show somebody a trick, right? Yeah. So, you know, hopefully they'll pick up one of my products, and they can go down to the pub or to a family party or to the church or wherever it might be, and perform in front of their friends and stuff. So yeah, you're absolutely right. That's what I strive for. And everything that I put out and everything that I release, I have performed it in front of an audience at a paid gig at some time or another.
And I've seen you gig. We've gigged on gigs together many times, and you get insane reactions. People just love you because you know how to present your magic. You know how to connect with people on a personal level. You know how to create magic that's strong. And I know that, like you said, everything that you bring out is worked in, which is so important.
Yeah.
Everything is worked in.
It is. And by the same token, I mean, the flip side of that coin is I've tried stuff out at gigs where I thought I was going to release it. And I thought, oh, this is great. You know, people are going to love this. And it's died a death. And you just think to yourself, do you know what? It's not what I thought it was. And I've gone back to the drawing board with stuff. And developed it a bit further, and other stuff. I've just chucked it in the bin and moved on and forgot about it, you know.
But there's other people that would have still released that. There's other people, not mentioning any names, but there's creators out there that would release something even though they're not getting the reaction from it that they want.
It's tempting, isn't it, when you've spent a lot of time on stuff and you've spent a lot of energy on it and things like that. And one of the things that I'm sort of working on at the moment, so I've paid a bit of money to get some cards specially made. And I could have just gone with it straight away. But I haven't done it at any gigs yet. And the more I think about it, the more ideas are opening up and the more possibilities. And I'm coming up with different ways of presenting it and all the rest of it. So I'm just hanging back with it now and I'm just seeing. And then it's funny because other things like Cloak, for example, you mentioned it earlier. Now, Cloak, the moment that popped into my head, right, I made myself, it made me laugh. It made me laugh and I thought of it. And I more or less haven't changed anything since I thought of it. So to be honest with you, I had the cards printed for that before I did it because I just knew that it was going to work. Do you know what I mean? I was just like, you can visualise it and you know straight away. Because it's like it's like a magical punch. It's like a punchline, isn't it? You know what I mean?
You to take a trick that's been around forever, that's considered a bit of a boring gambling style trick that you have to be into poker to understand, and turn it into absolute cracking, funny, interactive. Oh yeah, it's great. Cloak's amazing.
So one of my mates who's like a well-known comedy magician over here, and he said, I'll name it. It was Mark James. So Mark James calls me up and he went, oh, I've just seen your trick, Cloak. He said, it's really funny. And he said, it's making people who aren't funny get laughs, you know, which was a bit weird, but it's true. And I've come up, you know, I've had, I don't know if you've seen these, but I had some other cards made. So this is the set I use now. So normally I have, Colonel Mustard in the library with the cucumber is the punchline, right? So I've had a few of these done. So my punchline now is, so it's Mrs. Peacock in the bedroom with the cucumber. And just a little subtle change, and it's not rude, it's not that rude. Believe me, I've got some ruder cards out there. But it gets a bigger laugh than Colonel Mustard in the library for some reason. But anyway, what was the question
before we talk about your Blackpool releases? I'll say one more thing,
yes.
Which is I go to Penguin like probably three or four times a year, and the last time I was there, I was sitting down in a room with Sean Dunn, Nick LaCapo, and Eric Tate and a couple of other guys. Galley was there and Dalton was there. And I was just watching Nick LaCapo and Eric Tate, a FISM winner, and Nick, who I consider to be one of the best magicians in the world. And they were just discussing how you're probably one of the finest close-up magicians in the world. They were just having a conversation. They were talking about your book. Yeah, Nick had bought your book at Blackpool last year and he was raving about it to Eric. And Eric and Nick were just talking about how brilliant you are.
That's funny because when Nick came up to the stand, he went, oh, so you're Chris Congreve. He'd heard of me. He'd read some of my stuff, but he didn't know what I looked like.
Yeah, he knew you. He said to me, I said, I know Chris really well. In this conversation, and they were like, oh, yeah, he needs to get his face out there more because I know him. I love his material, but I didn't know what he looked like until I met him at Blackpool.
There's only one problem with that, mate. You've got a face like this.
We can't all have hair.
That's true. Yeah, mine's going a bit now. I'm trying to look more like you, Craig. It's true, and I'm trying to get my face out there more, and And it's something that you said the same to him. You have actually said those words to me yourself, haven't you, in the past? So it's something I'm trying to do. And it's just a slow process, really. I mean, it's like I've been, as you say, I've been releasing magic for about 15 years now, something like that now, almost 20 years. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you're still smashing it. And obviously, you're going to have your own stand at Blackpool, but you're going to be on other people's stands as well. Obviously, you're probably going to have stuff on the Alakazam stand. I know that the light has just been brought back out again through Full 52, so you know that'll probably be on the stand.
Do you know, I get messages almost on a weekly basis asking me if I've got any copies of the light, and I always send them to Dave at Full 52 because Dave bought the rights. Years ago. I haven't had any for probably 8 or 9 years or however long it came out ago. And people, you know, I've had some big names in Magic contact me and say it's like the best. Roddy McGee tells everybody it's the best card in impossible location that, you know. And who else? Joe Miranda contacted me and said, you know, so it's very gratifying. But, you know, the light is one of those things. It's just organic and there's no reset, there's no parts to break or go wrong or anything like that. And that's how I like to think, you know, when I'm performing a routine at a table or, you know, in a walk around situation, the last thing I want to worry about is a piece of thread snapping or, you know, some dental dam breaking or something. If I balls up, right, I want it to be on me and I can take that. I'm fine with that. If I cock up, and it's my fault, then that's on me, that's fine. But if I cock up because a piece of elastic breaks, I'm going to be nearly gutted, you know?
Yeah, I totally know where you're coming from. Really do. But that brings us to Blackpool. So
yes,
you're going to be there for the first year of Stella Magic. Obviously, you've been there before. In fact, I'm willing to bet that you've been to Blackpool with more different company names than anybody I could possibly imagine. You've had workers back in the day.
Yeah, so I was there. Me and Gary were there as workers. Gary Jones were there as workers' corner back in whenever that was, 2008, I think. And then I was on somebody else's stand, I think, a couple of years after. And then, I think I've stood on Magic Scene stand. No, I never did anything for Walk Magic. Now, and then I was. And then I've been there for the last 2 years, just as Chris Congreve, just selling my books and stuff. So you're absolutely right. This year is the first year I'll be there as Stella Magic.
So what are you going to have there? Obviously, you've just come out with a brand new book. So obviously, you're going to have the book. Yeah. You're going to be...
So the book will be there.
Tell me the stuff that's there. Yeah.
Okay. So obviously, I've got Cloak. I'll have some copies of Cloak for sale. One thing that hasn't gone through the wholesaler is I've also got Cloak in some plastic cards that haven't been aged, so they'll last a lifetime. They're really beautiful quality, but I've sort of kept that to myself. So I've got about 40 sets of those, maybe less. No, you know, I haven't got loads of those, but I've got them. I've got a gag card that I've just shown you. I've got some of the stuff that's just recently come out with dealers. So I'll have some copies of Canopoly that's just come out with Alakazam. And what else have I got? And I've got a brand new sort of mental card effect that I absolutely love. You haven't seen this yet. I'm hoping to show you when we meet up next. But it's something that I was showing around at the Minds Convention last year. Went down really well. I was on that tour of Australia and New Zealand the back end of last year, and the guys over there really liked it. So I've road tested it, and I've done it at gigs and stuff. And it's when you watch it, you'll be like, oh, that's such a Chris Congreve trick. And I know you will. But I'm not going to just come up to the stand and I'll show you. And everybody who watches it, they'll go, oh, yeah, that's such a Chris Congreve trick. But I think you'll like it, mate. Hopefully it'll do well.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's called Inevitable, by the way.
Inevitable. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll definitely come and see that. And also, you were... I'm sure I saw you talking on social media about a three-card trick or something, or a three-card Monty. Is that going to be there?
Sure. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, actually. So I came up with it's a kind of like a Colour Monty type routine, okay? So I've come up with my own handling, and it uses some really beautiful aged tarot cards. In fact, there we go. So this is what they look like.
Well, they're lovely.
Yeah. So you've got like a three-card Monty routine using those. It's all in the hands and stuff. Now, I came up with a routine that was quite, it got quite a rude finish. And I thought, oh, this is going to go great. People are going to love this. But to be honest with you, it goes well at gigs. I haven't sold a whole lot of them, I'll be perfectly honest. And I think the reason is it's a bit too near the knuckle. So I went back to the drawing board and I've come up with a really magical finish to it now. And I'm relaunching it. And it's got, and this is, so you've got like a proper magical finish. And I've been doing this at gigs and the reactions are so much better. So it's basically, it's kind of like Pull a Monty, but uses these beautiful aged tarot cards.
That's great.
But that's another one I'm releasing.
That's another one there as well.
And, I'm glad you mentioned that.
You don't want to forget any of your product line. But tell me a little bit about your book as well, because the latest book is what, book number 5, I think, if you count the one that you did with Gary together. Is it 5 or is it 6?
Good question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5. So if you count the one with Gary, it's 5, yeah. So I had the Curious Trilogy, and then I did the Chris and Jones one in the middle. And then, yeah, this is... So I started writing this straight after Blackpool last year. And I got about, I would say, 2/3 of the way through it. And then I hit a bit of a brick wall, really. And I was sort of, I was stuck and I had a bit of writer's block on, as you do. And then when I got back from travelling, I had absolutely terrible jet lag. I mean, just the worst jet lag ever. And I was like, you know, I'll be going to bed at 9 o'clock and then I'll be awake at 3 o'clock and then going back to sleep at 7 o'clock. And so that time between 3 o'clock in the morning and sort of 7, 8 o'clock before like everybody woke up, I was having all these like really great ideas, and I was sort of getting the cards out and I was getting my laptop out and writing it all down, and that's how it was finished. And the feedback I've been getting from this new book has just been, it's been wonderful. You know, people are saying to me who, you know, and I'm talking about like proper, you know, sort of big names really. So like Michelle Hugh and people like this have saying it's my best book so far, you know, yet. And which is great, because there's something for everybody in there, Craig. You know, there's some packet tricks in there. There's some self-working mentalism in there. I went to the magic circle the other week in London, and I took, there's a diary effect in there, and it's sort of hidden away. And I'll guarantee that a lot of people will sort of get to this effect and just skip past it and just go, But if I performed it on you, you'd be reaching for a diary and filling it in. So there's something for everybody in there, mate.
Wow. That sounds awesome. And are you working on book 6? Are you working on the 6th book? Is that something that you're pushing towards?
Yes. Yeah. So book 6.
You're not going to rest. You're not going to rest until you take over Paul Gordon, are you? That's going to be...
I've got a long way to go to catch Paul up. So book 6 is going to be another collaboration between myself and Gary Jones. We've already started putting the material together, and it's going to be everything. The whole book is going to be tricks that you can do with a regular pack of cards and no gimmicks.
That's amazing. That's great.
So I went down to Devon to see Gary last week, and we've started working on the material. So that'll be the next one, but when that'll be anybody's guess, probably this time next year, I would imagine.
Wow, so that's everything that's going to be at Blackpool.
The gag card that I showed you before we came onto this
gag
as well.
Card is very, very funny. I like that, I very much like
that. And another one of my older tricks, thanks to Dave, you know, the one with the little ripped up playing card. You saw this when we were in Paris last year, right? You know, the one with the little miniature card. I've had that made up, and I've got a limited number of these. I've had it made up in jumbo cards. So when you rip it into four pieces, it's ripped into four pieces. It's great. It's great. So now the pieces of the card, each piece of the card is the same size as the regular playing card. So you can do it for a whole table and stuff now. You don't have to worry about how visible it is, you know.
That's smart.
So I've got some of that.
Thanks, Dave. I love Thanks to Dave. I think it's one of my favorite things that you've done. That is great. That's such a smart idea. For Banquet, oh my God, forget about it. Love that. Love that.
So yeah, so I'll have those as well. They're all ready to go, packaged up, ready to go, yeah.
Wow, love that. Okay, so I want to talk about one last thing, one final thing. Because the other thing that people can get from you at Blackpool is they can get tickets to come to your first Magic convention, because you're not happy with taking over the Magic world and releasing thousands of books and millions of tricks and getting rave reviews. You're not happy with any of that. Now you want to be like taking on Blackpool. So
not really. It's going to be.
I'm excited, man. This convention is 2 minutes up the road from my house. Me and Ryland could not be more excited if we tried.
And the lineup is great. I was going to say stellar, but that sounds like a bit of a self promotion thing. But I'm not trying to fill anybody's. You know, I'm not trying to go up against anybody else or anything. There's no conventions in the Midlands anymore. Okay, there hasn't been since World Magic Shop used to do Lads. That was the last one in the Midlands, and that hasn't been for a few years now. So I thought, well, you know, we could have some, and also. I wanted something where people would be hanging around with plenty of time to session and jam and stuff, you know. So one of my favourite things at a convention is, like, once the convention part of the day is gone, is sitting with people you don't know or meeting old friends and sitting around the table, having a jam, getting the cards, having a beer, having a laugh and all that kind of thing, you know. So this is what I wanted to do. So basically, I've booked five lecturers. It's over a weekend. So the lineup, as you know already, but I'll mention it here. So I've got Rod Hogg, who's lecturing for the only time in the UK. Rod is an amazing Irish magician. He's doing great stuff at the minute. He's all over the place. He's performing in the US at the moment, in Miami, I think. He's on Irish TV all over the place. You know, he's great. So Rod's doing a lecture. I think he's going to be doing some pickpocketing stuff. And then I've got Mark Elston, who again doesn't lecture too often these days. Great creator, brilliant guy. I've got James Brown, who hasn't lectured in the UK for probably, I don't know, a few years. I don't think on magic anyway. I've got Michael Murray, who only lectures very, very occasionally. He's going to be doing loads of mentalism. And I've left the last... My good friend Gary Jones is lecturing, and it's the first time Gary's lectured in the UK for 5 years, believe it or not.
Wow. So Gary doesn't mean much these days. Gary's just busy performing. All of those lecturers you don't see very often. They're all incredibly big names. I would argue that Gary Jones and your names just immediately roll off the tongue next to each other. Gary Jones and James Brown, I'd say, were two of the most important names within the UK British magic community, like 10, 15 years ago, getting more people into magic than ever before. And then a lot of those names have kind of, they're still there, but they're busy performing. They're, you know, the Lee Smiths of the world, the Gary Jones of the world, you know, they don't really lecture anymore. So a lot of people that are coming into magic now won't know just how freaking awesome James Brown is.
He pushes boundaries all the time, you know. So he's sort of doing, he's combining pickpocketing, sleight of hand, you know, hypnotism and all this, and he's got this unique blend going on that he's created something completely different and that, you know. And as you say, Gary's like he's the daddy, isn't he? You know, he's sort of inspired, well, certainly me massively, and he inspired James as well, I know. And you know, there's a whole lot, and you as well, there you go. Some of Gary's misdirection work. Now Gary's he keeps telling me he's going to start slowing down on the gigs and he's going to start getting back more into the community. So that's something for everybody to be excited about. I was speaking to him on a right, you know, Gary and I, when we were doing Workers' Corner, we used to speak every day and we'd be bouncing ideas off each other and all this kind of thing. And over the last few years, we've been speaking probably once every 2 or 3 weeks because he's been busy gigging. I've been doing my thing and stuff. And now Gary's sort of, he's going to start doing less gigs. And we're getting back to the stage now where we're talking on a sort of daily basis again and bouncing ideas off each other and stuff again. It's great. You know, and that, Gary's going to come back in a big way.
So that's great. I mean, Gary Jones is fantastic. So do you have tickets left for this convention?
Yeah, there are some tickets left. So it's going to be quite a small convention, limiting the numbers to 80. There's about 30 tickets left, I think, at the moment. So basically, there's no physical tickets to buy at Blackpool. You go online, you book on my shop website, which is Stella Magic Shop. StellaMagicShop.com, forgot them. And you can book the tickets on there. I've got some flyers to hand out for Blackpool and stuff like that. And then, yeah, just get on there. And also, you know, you know the venue because we used to meet at a magic club there, but there's a premier inn right across the car park. So there's a hotel, a restaurant downstairs, a McDonald's over the road. You know, it's right on the M6 between junction 10 and 11. 11 and 12, I beg your pardon. So it's really easy to get to as well. And it's about 5 minutes in a cab from the train station as well.
Yeah, it's a great venue. It really is. Just so you know, by the way, Stella Magic Shop. I've just looked it up. It's Stella with an R, just in case people don't realise.
Yeah,
so Stella, StellaR, magicshop.com.
Yeah, for some reason, people keep putting STELLA. I think it's because it's a beer, and that's why they associate it with me, you know.
Yeah, and it's got everything in there. So if you're not coming to Blackpool, there's some great stuff there. Are you guys looking at the website now? You're going to have Poked?
So Poked is something that sort of I haven't wholesaled it. It's something that's unique to me. That's a poker chip routine. If you do a witch hand routine, you can sort of put it on the end of a witch hand routine. What else is on there? I'll have some copies of Zodiac, which is the thing I operate with Alakazam a while ago. Wow. I've got my fold out prediction. There's quite a few bits and bobs, but the new stuff is the things that I mentioned, really.
That's great. Chris, this is awesome. I am super excited for Blackpool. I can't wait to see you, mate. I know I'm going to see you before Blackpool, but I can't wait to see you at Blackpool. I know you're going to be busy. Every time I go to Blackpool and I get a chance to walk around the dealer hall, you're just swamped because there's a lot of dealers that don't perform and they just sit there and they just let people mooch. But you just damn. All day, every day. Stand in the dealer hall, you just dem all day.
Yeah.
You go to the Ruskin all night and you carry on performing. And then
I'm too old for that. I have to go to bed nowadays. Well, I've got the same stand. Did you walk? But you must have swung by my stand last year. But I'm upstairs in the horseshoe, just round from where you are, but mine is literally the first stand that you get to as you go through the doors into the horseshoe. And I was there last year, and it's great because you've got more room. You're standing on a carpet, you know what I mean? It's just and it's not really hot like it is downstairs, so it's fab. But yeah, I'd love for people to come up and see me. I've got loads of new stuff to show them, and it's all. I mean. Yeah, even like I say, cloaks, plastic cards, they're brilliant. You know, you can only get them from me. So there's a lot of stuff that people are going to like, hopefully.
I'm very excited, mate. You are going to kill it. I know you always do. You are an incredibly talented, really, really, but more importantly, despite the fact that you're really talented and despite the fact that you're a great performer and I could wax lyrical about you for ages, more importantly, you're a really nice guy. And you'll just give your time up for anybody at the drop of a hat. And that is why you continue to be so successful in this industry, because you're likable and people like you.
Oh, bless you. Thanks, mate. It's and so are you. But you just managed to... You just think you rub people up the wrong place somehow.
I don't know. I've got a very Marmite personality, but I'm good with that. It's cool. So if you're not at Blackpool and you want to go and check out Chris's stuff, go to StellaMagicShop.com.
Yeah.
He ships worldwide. And if you want to put Chris for a lecture, you can also go to StellaMagicShop.com and contact him there. Get tickets for the convention, Stella Magic Shop. And if not, he will be at Blackpool with his new range. Make sure you go check out his comedy reveal. He just showed it me before the cameras rolled and it was amazing. Chris, thank you so much.
Thanks for your time, mate. And thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you.
Guys, on behalf of Chris Congreve, we'll see you again soon. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Craig, this is Chris, and this is Magic TV.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast. Magic, magic. Be sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel. Magic TV. Which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV, or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.